Chairperson Clark, do you want to get us started?
Can we do a roll call? See if we have a quorum?
We can. Representing Ward 1, Commissioner Rodriguez.
Present.
Representing Ward 3, Commissioner Hunter.
Present.
Representing Ward 4, Commissioner Andrews.
Here.
Representing Ward 5, Chairperson Clark.
Present.
Representing Ward 6, Vice Chairperson Pollack.
Here.
And we do have a quorum.
Well, then we can officially start the meeting. Have we started the recording?
Yes, I started recording.
All right. Item 2 is approval of the June 1st, 2022 IFPC meeting notes. Has everyone had a chance to review them?
Yes.
Does anyone want an opportunity to have them put up and reviewed?
I'd like to motion that we approve the meeting minutes as written. Commissioner Pollack.
And I'd like to second that motion. I'd like to second that motion. This is Commissioner Andrews.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? I see no hands raised. May we have a roll call vote on the motion?
Sure. Commissioner Rodriguez, do you approve the minutes?
Yes, I do.
Commissioner Hunter?
Yes.
Commissioner Andrews?
Aye.
Chairperson Clark?
Aye.
And Vice Chairperson Pollack?
Aye.
The motion was approved.
Item 3 is the staff update. Do we have somebody to present?
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Johanna Hernandez. I'm a Deputy Director at Business Services. Jeff and Vivian are both out this week, so you've got me. I'll give you a quick update of where we're at on a few things. I haven't done this for BSD before. You all can let me know if you would like any more information. We are in the process of 3 really big things, right, projects for business services that affect the city at large, one of which is the Workday project, right? We are pushing along in Workday implementation. We are currently on track to hit our October deadline. The staff is doing an amazing job at pushing through the build and implementation of that system. So we are excited about the progress we're seeing there. We are also working on completion of the ACFR for the city that is due in the end of October. And we are working on the allocation of the dollars set aside in the adopted FY23 budget for supplemental requests. We will present those requests to the council at the 2 study sessions in August. We expect those to be adopted also sometime in October. October is a big month for us. And we are also working on sort of the second year of our ARPA funding strategic plan, what that's going to look like going forward for both the community grant portion and the city managed portion. We hired a specific manager for the ARPA program and accountant for the ARPA program, and they'll be helping us build out the rest of the year's programs to finish out the use of that funding. I think that's all I've got for BSD, but happy to answer questions.
Does anyone have any questions?
Could you just
Commissioner Andrews? Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, Absolutely. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, you said second year of ARPA funding grants. Could you tell me what that stands for?
Oh, sure. The American Rescue Act. So this is the federal funding that the city got for pandemic relief. A couple years ago, we got CRF funding. Last year, we got ARPA funding. It came in two tranches. We got our second tranche this year, and the mayor and council have adopted a plan to spend that federal funding over a four-year period. So last year was sort of our first year. It took us a little while to get up and going, but we're really moving ahead on spending. We will have our first in-depth report since we have our first real spending out at the end of this month, and that will be posted online at, on our website. And then we have to say, okay, every year in the plan was about $10 million, 10.1 for community grants. We issued the 10.1 in the last year. What is that going to look like the coming year? What did we learn from that process? How can we improve it? So that's the stage that we're at in the American Rescue Act funding.
Thank you.
Of course.
This is Commissioner Rodriguez. I'm sorry, you're next. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to ask, what do we spend the money on?
You mean the ARPA money?
Yeah.
There, I would be happy to, in the chat, even I'll put the link to the site where you can see how that, those dollars were allocated across the strategic plan. It's a lot of money and there's a lot of components to the strategic plan. So mostly you'll see community investment, arts and culture, mental health programs, parks. You'll see there's a wide variety of things we're spending that money on. There are eligibility requirements that came down from the federal government to use those funds, so we're staying within those requirements, of course. But you'll see, I'm happy to share that with you guys. You'll see the whole framework for how those are spent.
Perfect.
I was going to follow up. Same question, Ms. Hernandez. Can you, aside from on the chat, can you post that as a materials, meeting materials for our meeting?
I can't, but maybe Leah can.
Sure. Is that possible, Leah?
For this meeting, if you sent me that information, I suppose I could send it out to all the commissioners as opposed to just having it immediately available right here. Is that... would that work?
It's actually a website, right? So I'm going to drop in a link, and that link will take you to the page. So it could be printed to a PDF if that's what you mean in terms of materials. But it's not like I'm sending you a document, right? I'm sending you a link to a page where you can see how those dollars were allocated.
Would you like me to email that link out to all the commissioners after we get it in chat just so you have it?
Yes, I was wondering also if you could, if there's any highlights or any concerns that you have along with the link to give us a heads up.
Sure. I think that so far the program's been very successful. We're very happy with the progress that we've been making. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback from both the community and our partners in the federal government. The big concern that we have is one of timing. We are required to obligate and spend the monies by certain dates, and the way we put together the four-year plan could make it difficult for the community portion of the funding to be spent by that date. So one of the things we're going to talk about with the council in the coming months is possibly taking that last year, or even the last 2 years, and moving them up to issue all of that community funding at once instead of over 4 years, just to make sure that the community has the time to obligate and spend those dollars as subrecipients appropriately. That's really the only concern we have right now. We did learn a lot from the first process of community grants. It's the first time the city has undertaken a granting process of this magnitude, and we are going to be making some adjustments, but no concerns, right? Just some active adjustment and flexibility.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on your line.
Just one more question. Sorry, Commissioner Clark. On the process of the community grants and then the other general grant that you got, I understand there's procurement cards that are used to further identify costs. Is there a training? Is there any type of overview to the community agencies? How is that being implemented?
I'm not sure what you mean by procurement cards. They are subject to procurement policy, depending on the amounts and what they're doing with the money, and what type of recipient they are. There are lots of, you know, components to that, as I'm sure you're aware. But before we did the first round, we had several meetings for the community where they could come. Those were recorded, where we could talk to them about the process for applying and what they could expect. That recording is still available online. We have also contracted with several consultants that we make available at our cost, at the city's cost, to the grantees to help them manage the accounting of the dollars appropriately. And we have a whole team of grant managers and staff here that are working with all of the grantees and applicants to help them put their applications together. A lot of the people in the community have never done anything like this before, as well as manage their award after they get it. Does that help?
Yes, that does help. It's very important since this is quite a bit of funds, and also it's a new process for the community. I believe the COVID rate still is high. I do understand that some people, even in the ward's office, have COVID, and there's processes that need to be done for this. I just want to make sure that there's sufficient training. The consultants are aware of this, and if we could have an update on the progress on this.
May I make a suggestion?
Excuse me?
May I make a suggestion?
Sure, sure.
This appears to me to be a work still in progress, and I understand it's going to be submitted to mayor and council. Perhaps when it's submitted, we could have an opportunity to look at what they've done and try and assess it rather than getting in the middle of their building it.
Yeah, so year one, the framework was approved. Those are all in council agenda materials. You could find that now in council materials for the full 4 years. But we will be going back to council at the next meeting. There'll be an update to them. Those materials we're happy to make available to you all, and of course you can find them through the regular council materials, but happy to share those with you, and also happy to come back and provide an update at your guys' next meeting.
Oh, that sounds good. Any progress is great. I know you have a lot, still a lot of work to do. Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Of course, for sure.
Any other comments or questions? Oh, hands is up. Commissioner Pollack?
Yeah, I'm looking at the website, and it's not clear about the timeline. So there's a lot of information on here, and it says it's going to different things, relief for families, frontline workers, community reinvestment and recovery, parks, arts, workforce and youth development. But then when you get down to the timeline, it doesn't have the year. It says timeline, 12/10, website open, 12/13, application posted, 12/16, virtual workshop. What year are we talking about?
Yeah, so this was all for the first round. I just sent you the sort of publication for the first round of online grant applications. This is what we'll be revamping for the second round. We'll have a new schedule out and posted, some new information out. You're right. They did not have years on that particular piece of it, although you can see the years on sort of the image below. The years are on there. But this entire thing will be revamped. And in fact, since we're moving into our second year, it's going to turn more into one-stop shop, basically, for all of the city's ARPA funds. It'll include information about all of our funding and the framework. It'll include all of our information about reporting and our community partners and the timeline information. We're working on revamping that now. We expect that to be ready by the end of this month when we publish our first big spend report. And so all of this will be updated by then. But for now, this will give you an idea of the initial framework that was approved and that first round of community grants that we put out.
Uh-huh. You know, the problem I always have with money is who gets notified. And so the neighborhood associations never get notified about money being available. And I think I don't know exactly why. It looks to me like you have to be on the government's approved government number and issued through SAM.gov, have a DUNS number and all this kind of stuff. And I never understand how we take city money and don't include the public in how it's going to get spent. So these big agencies and sometimes larger organizations, they have an in, and they have they just have the information, and it never flows down to the individuals in the city, the residents and the neighborhood associations. And so, for instance, I live in a neighborhood where we don't have a park, you know, so we've been talking to the parks department about getting a park for years, probably 15 years, but nobody comes to us and says, we have money for a park. In fact, they just told us they're not going to let us have a park because there's no money. So I never understand when these big dollar chunks come out, how it really gets allocated, because it's always, you know, if you're in the know and you're going to, you know, some meetings, then you are chosen. You know, it's not like advertised throughout the community and things. And I never understand that part with this. It would be a lot more helpful if somebody who looked at this website understood how you became a participant instead of just all this great stuff. Here's what we're going to do. Here's the plan. Here's what we've chosen for you. Because this is a big problem that neighborhoods have. Here, we have this for you. Take it. You know, we did this for you. Of course, you didn't have any say in it or any, you didn't attend any meetings or give any inputs or anything like that. And so that's what I never understand about this. I've lived here for 30 years and I still don't understand how it works. I just
May
see.
I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Since they're going to provide us with the updated recommendations, and our witness has indicated she's willing to come back and talk about it, why don't we wait until we have some specifics we can ask about?
Yeah, that would be good. But the thing that's going to happen is they're already in phase two. And so I have a feeling that they've already selected everything that's going to be done in the second year already. So that means everybody
to clarify that the framework was adopted by mayor and council over months of public meetings. It was all done through public session meetings, and that's how the framework was adopted. Part of that framework is the $10.1 million of community grants. Those were advertised, and if you, when you see, right, the list of grantees, and that will start coming out in the next report because they've all been funded by that point, those are everywhere from, like, a single individual local artist to like a YWCA type organization. They range vastly, and the council offices also got a chunk of money that each of them are able to spend within their ward that they work with their neighborhoods and their citizens on what to spend that money on. How they allocate that is up to them, as long as they, you know, follow the guidelines in ARPA. But yes, we will still have the $10.1 million, and that will still be for community grants. But we have actually, much to our detriment in some ways, very loosely defined what to do with that $10.1 million, because we wanted the community to be able to tell us what they need out of that money. And then we put it through a very robust process, and they got approved through that process. So the point is that at the very least, that $10.1 million is something that goes out into the community, that is led by the community, that they get to, you know, submit us ideas. And we accepted everything, even if it wasn't necessarily aligned with the framework. And we're learning from what was submitted so that we can adjust and make sure that we are putting money out there where the community needs and wants it. But excellent feedback. And as we do the lessons learned and we make adjustments, we will take that more into consideration about how to do outreach to the community.
Thank you.
Mrs. Commissioner Rodriguez, I have a suggestion. I think that was explained very well, and it sounds like a specific ward offices, council offices, might be a help. But I also think that at least for Ward 1, our neighborhood association is rather active on certain issues. Would there be a possibility of sending that information also to the all of Tucson neighborhood neighborhood associations? I know each council ward has their neighborhood associations, but if sometimes you get lost in the bureaucracy and some people just don't know. And so, you know, so would you possibly be able to send that information to all the neighborhood association here in Tucson? Because a lot of people are involved with their neighborhood associations, and that might be a good first step, aside from the council offices.
Yeah, I don't know if a mailing list like that exists. If it does, I'd be happy to use it. There's also on the website I sent you a click to subscribe. If you put in the email address, then you'll get it. If someone has already sort of signed up to be notified and an association has signed up to be notified, happy to send them all of the information that we have. What I can't do is just sort of push things out without their request, right? If I don't have their email address or if they didn't request information from us, we can't do that, but we can certainly work with the ward offices, to get email addresses for their associations, and subscribe them to the email so that when opportunities are available, they're getting notified of what's available and so that they can track sort of the updates. I think that that's a great idea.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Of course, yeah.
Are there any other questions or comments? Very well, let's go on to item 4, code enforcement, subcommittee update. Commissioner Powell?
Got too many screens open. Okay, we had our last subcommittee meeting for the code enforcement audit on June 30th. And it was attended by myself and Commissioner Clark. And we looked over the initial draft report that I had put together with some inputs from the other two commissioners, and basically discussed what was in the report and some modifications that can be made. So I'm in the process of making some updates to that report. And we're also, Leah Leah sent out a notice asking for our availability for the next meeting. So hopefully that'll be next week. If not, you know, be as soon as possible. And we'll take another stab at reviewing it. There was a lot of information that was covered, and I think it's just going to take just a little bit to go through a couple of iterations of the draft report to get it right. Now, so anyhow, we're looking forward to the next meeting to look at draft number 2. And that's all I've got on that topic, and unless somebody has some questions.
Thank you, Commissioner Pollack. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Not hearing anything, I think we should move on to the item 6.
Item number 5.
Oh, I'm sorry, 5. Forgive me. Discussion with the representatives from Ward 2 in the mayor's office regarding vacancies. Do we have anyone present that we can talk with?
Hi, everyone. This is Pat Burns from the Ward 2 office. Can you hear me okay? No.
What can you tell us about having somebody represent the Ward 2 on the IAPC?
We thought we had someone in mind recently, but we found out they don't live in the city limits, so we are still searching for a new person to appoint to this commission. Ted was supposed to be on this meeting today from our office, but he had a conflict come up, so I'm sitting in for him, and we're gonna chat more about it later this week to see if we can come up with some more ideas.
Can you give us some kind of a timeline?
Hopefully by the end of the month we'll have somebody in mind, and I think Ted's got a write up of all the requirements for the person we choose. I think someone sent that to him, correct? I think Leah did. Hopefully.
Could you tell us, Chad, where is Ward 2? I'd have to look at the map, but what are the basic boundaries of it? Is it east, west, or north, south, or where?
My name's Pat.
I'm sorry.
It's basically the northeast part of the city. Most of it is east of Wilmot, and most of it, a lot of it, it's north of 22nd. Some of those lines, of course, squiggle a little bit in different directions, but that's the general area of Ward 2. And the councilman is Paul Cunningham.
This is Commissioner Rodriguez from Ward 1. We really welcome Ward 2 representation to make a more of a complete response to some of the current issues. We hope that you could find a good person to fill that role.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, that's one reason I was joining today and invited, is just to let you know that it is on our radar. We're trying to find someone. But like I said, I've only been in the Ward 2 office since January, and I had someone in mind, and then we found out that she lives just outside the city limits, unfortunately.
Do we have any other questions or comments? Thank you. Leah, have you heard anything from the mayor's office?
We were supposed to have a representative from the mayor's office in this meeting. They were sent the invite, However, it appears they were unable to join us. So I will follow up with the mayor's office in pushing them to get an appointment best I can from my end over here.
I would just include that when you do find somebody in Ward 2, let them know that they'd be very welcome.
I think we should have the mayor, we invite the mayor's office again next, at the next meeting. They don't seem to be very concerned about assigning anyone. It's been a vacancy for a long time.
I will attempt to coordinate that for the August meeting.
Anything further? Commissioner.
This is Commissioner Rodriguez. I second that. Ward 2 has been absent, and so I think it's very important that we get full representation, but also from the mayor's office. I'm very concerned that we don't have a representative from the office, and I would encourage you to talk to the mayor to appoint somebody. We'll talk to our ward representatives, but I think it behooves her to go ahead and appoint someone finally to this position. It involves the assets of the city, a budget, a review. So, and there's a lot of money coming in, and there's different budgets and concerns. So I think it's very important to underline that need for it to happen ASAP.
I suggest that we consider this for the upcoming agendas.
I second that.
Are there any further comments or questions? Well, thank you for appearing and filling us in on where you are on that. We do appreciate it.
It looks like we, the ward's office may be trying to join us. We'll see. Potentially not. I was trying to call the representative from mayor's office in. I guess not. All right. Do we want to move ahead? Chairperson Clark.
Item 6 on the agenda is a discussion of the draft IAPC 6-month activities report.
So, I can share my screen. Do you see my screen of the Word document?
Yeah.
So I did, this was in the email to all of the commissioners last Friday. So again, this is just a report that we will submit to mayor and council's office. And was there any discussion or any wording there? It consists of a transmission letter and a activities report. So I know when we spoke last month, we put this on pause for the anticipation of another subcommittee meeting, which was held on June 30th. So that was added to the 6-month activities report. If there's any comments or language that you commissioners wanted to change or
This is Commissioner Pollack. I just have one comment, and it's the last paragraph on this page you're showing, page one. And it, I'd like you to put your name in there, too, since you joined the staff prior to the end of this, you know, time period.
Yes, I joined in April. I will add me.
Has everyone had a chance to review the report that was submitted?
Yeah, I reviewed the report, and I thought it looked fairly accurate. I didn't see anything that jumped out that didn't look right.
This is Commissioner Rodriguez. I reviewed it, and I think we could move on.
Is there a motion?
Hang on one second. I do see a typo right there under internal audit activities reported to the commission on the right-hand page there. Internal audit manager should be apostrophe S. Just a minor thing. Great.
Thank you for catching that.
I move that we accept these this draft report as amended.
Do we have a second?
I'll second Mr. Hunter.
I'm sorry, who was that?
I seconded that, Commissioner Hunter.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? May we have a roll call vote?
Commissioner Rodriguez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hunter?
Yes.
Commissioner Andrews?
Aye.
Chairperson Clark?
Yes.
Vice Chairperson Pollack?
Aye.
The motion has been approved.
Very well. I assume you will submit the report.
Yes, we will need to coordinate getting your signature, Chairperson Clark. So if you'd like, maybe I can touch base with you tomorrow. I believe this report and item 8, the proposed internal audit plan, are going to need your signature before going to mayor and council.
Very well. Let me know when you're available and I'll sign it.
I will do that.
Excuse me. Item 7, review of the internal audit department.
So, commissioners, you had asked in the last meeting to take a more extensive view on the internal audit department. And this might somewhat overlap with item 8, which is the proposed audit plan, and I can share my screen again. I did send the commissioners the job descriptions of the internal auditors. So the two official positions within are just the internal auditor and the senior internal auditor. And I sent you both of those job descriptions. So if you'd like me to read through it a little bit, we conduct audit services to meet the objectives of the city's audit plan, which we will be reviewing next. We review associated user fees. We audit department accounts and records to determine compliance. We review procedures and contracts and formulate recommendations. That was the basic one. The senior one is pretty much the same. We manage audit tasks and monitor the accounting and financial data. to prepare audit plans, produce the audit reports, conduct special investigations, and provide financial and audit guidance. I could review some of the more functions, but if the commissioners had a chance to look over this information, and if there were any questions or discussion to be had.
I have a couple of questions. This is Commissioner Pollack. One of them is in the job descriptions, it talks about driving as a requirement. Although I understand that, it seems like it's a little bit discriminatory now, since there are other ways to get around other than a person driving. So I know that people have to go to different buildings and different appointments and go across town and this and that. But now that we have things like Uber and Lyft and even Sun Van for somebody who may have a handicap, it seems like, and I don't know, I haven't read the job descriptions of people in the city, but this is not a job like you're driving a trash truck. You know, I mean, you're not driving for the job. So I'm kind of wondering if we had suggestions or something on changes that could be made to these. I wouldn't know who to submit that to or how we would go about that, because this is mostly a analysis job. You're interviewing, you're reading, you're analyzing and providing feedback. And I'm just kind of looking at that thinking, well, are there any workarounds for people who can't drive for whatever reason?
Yes, Commissioner Pollack, I do understand that concern. I would say, you know, making like a Lyft or an Uber as an alternative might place an additional cost burden on the city to then hire that person who's not going to be able to drive themselves and is going to need to require taxi fares to get around to various locations for their inspections and interviews.
The question just would be who would we submit these types of inquiries to?
Hi, Commissioner Pollack, this is Aaron. They probably couldn't see the hand was up because you're sharing your screen. It's good insights, Commissioner Pollack. May I suggest that there are many jobs across the city that have that requirement. If questions on it, we could probably ask an HR rep and risk management to come in and address that. I don't know if they've ever looked at alternatives in the job requirements for multiple positions. So it's a possible future agenda item. HR and risk management would be the main departments.
Let me ask a question if I could. Has there ever been any difficulty in filling the position because of a lack of a driver's license or ability to drive?
Chairperson Clark, members of the commission, no, not that I'm aware of. But they could be screened out on the HR side of things before the department gets to see the applicant list as not meeting minimum qualifications.
Yeah, or a person may not even apply. So yeah, I don't want to be difficult on this, but there's a lot of qualified people doing various jobs. I mean, when I started working here in Tucson, we had two blind people doing programming. You know, right now that's an easy thing to do, but in the beginning it was hard and there had to be considerations made. And so we're supposed to be an inclusive city, and, you know, it's not unreasonable that somebody wouldn't drive, but they would still be highly qualified for a job like this. Auditors are in short supply, period, just all around the U.S. But anyhow, it's just a, you know, like I said, maybe for a future agenda item like you had mentioned.
Are there any other comments, questions? I believe these were provided to us for information. I don't know that it requires a motion.
That is correct.
Then let's move on to item 8, proposal of internal audit plan.
So this is another one, commissioners, that I did send you a copy of in the email, and it comprised, again, of a transmission letter. Is that showing up on the shared screen?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The transmission letter and then the proposed internal audit plan for the fiscal year 23. And based on comments made in the previous meeting, we did add compliance, determine compliance with federal and state regulations, city policies, procedures, and processes. That was a concern raised by Commissioner Pollack. So if there were any additional concerns in the audit plan for fiscal year 23 or with the transmission letter, if you have all had a chance to review that.
This is Commissioner Pollack. Thank you for adding that little, you know, that little bit of focus on processes and compliance. I have a question that I have not asked before. All of the work that is done, where is it documented? So aside from having a report as to what you did do. So this is a plan. And then you have a brief report, you know, after the quarter as to what was done. Where are details documented as to what you, you know, exactly did?
So you know? On our, yes, Commissioner Pollack, I understand. On internal city computers and in our internal city files, Aaron and I keep detailed records of the work we are performing and any reports that we are issuing to city management, either due to the consulting services or the assurance services. So those are internal city records that we are keeping.
Okay, so maybe when we review the report next time for what was done, I might have additional questions on that because it's, well, anyhow, are those records able to be reviewed by the IAPC or if necessary? Or no?
Hi, Commissioner Pollack. This is, and members of the commission, this is Aaron. Yeah, that's kind of the purpose of our updates to the commission. We kind of give you a brief overview during that update part. And then if you want to look at any of the reports that were issued to management, there's a lot of useful information in there that you could ask for and we can provide. So that's kind of the deal. When we provide those updates, if you see something that strikes your interest, we're more than happy to share those reports for the commission.
Okay, thank you.
So, commissioners, yes, so we will plan on having, in the August meeting, we will have a quarterly update, I believe, for the, well, it would be the second calendar quarter, but I think it would be the final city quarter.
Wouldn't that be the first quarter, June 22 to what, September?
No, the quarter we just passed, so it would have ended June 30th. So it would have been April 1 to June 30th, which is the fourth quarter if you're going off city's fiscal year. I always think calendar year, so second quarter for calendar year.
It sounds to me like that's something else could be put on future agenda.
Yes, that will be on a future agenda.
And you will, again, give me the opportunity to sign the IAPC report?
Correct. The letter, the transmittal letter, before we send this to Mayor and Council, I will coordinate with you a time to meet up and get your signature on these two letters. If the commission approves the internal audit report right now, that is.
Do I have a motion?
I motion that we accept the internal audit report draft as written. Commissioner Pollack?
And I'll second that. This is Commissioner Andrews.
Is there any further discussion? Then may we have a roll call vote?
Commissioner Rodriguez? Commissioner Rodriguez, do you approve the audit plan for fiscal year 23? I don't believe we lost him. It looks like he's still
an active participant. Oh, I'm sorry.
No worries.
Yes, I had it on mute. I'm sorry. This is Commissioner Rodriguez. I approve. My answer is yes, approval.
Commissioner Hunter?
Yes.
Commissioner Andrews?
Yes.
Chairperson Clark?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Pollack?
Aye.
And we do have that motion approved. Real quick, I did just hear from the representative from the mayor's office. She got held up in another meeting. She could join us now if the commissioners would like that opportunity.
I very much would.
That would be great.
Commissioner Rodriguez, yes, I think that would be a good idea.
Hello, Genesis.
Hi there. Good afternoon, everyone.
So we are taking a slight deviation from the agenda just due to accommodate our representative from mayor's office.
Thank you so much. I apologize for being a bit late. I had another unexpected meeting, but super excited to be here with you all. Do I turn my camera or is it this?
It's kind of a personal choice, I suppose.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm here representing Mayor Regina Romero's office. If there are any questions, particular questions for me, or anything that our office can assist in, please let me know. Lovely to meet you all.
This is Chairperson Clark. You're very welcome. Can you give us an update on where we are in getting a representative from the mayor's office on the commission?
That is a great question, and it's something that our chief of staff brought to our attention. I think once we know who will be appointed, do we just have to put it on, I know some commissions have a different process in getting a representative onto commissions, and this is just a direct appointment, correct?
Yes.
Great. I will try to get that information as soon as we have it, but it is on our radar.
Can you give us some kind of a timeline?
Let me check in with our chief of staff, and then I can email Leah in terms of timelines.
This is Commissioner Pollack. That would be great, because I believe this vacancy from the mayor's office has been for about 2 years. I personally have written the mayor's office at least twice. I joined the commission in September of 2020, and I've been writing that long. And to hear no response from the mayor's office, not even auto responder. And so I don't think, you hate for the mayor's office to come across as being disinterested in reviewing city processes and trying to make them better, which is what the commission is trying to help with. So you were invited, so you could provide information on when they could be appointed. We can do a lot more audits, and it would be a lot more helpful and inclusive if someone was here from the mayor's office. Without a full commission, our hands are tied with doing very much, which means less oversight of city processes. Okay. So, yeah, we appreciate everything you can do and the mayor's office can do to find somebody, especially since they can be appointed citywide. The ward offices have to appoint somebody within their ward, but the mayor has carte blanche over the entire city to select someone.
Yes.
There's a lot of qualified candidates here. Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you so much. I will put my email in the chat, and if you could send that any kind of correspondence to me. I know that sometimes our general inbox isn't the most effective one, and neither is the mayor's, just because of the amount of traffic that they get. My email's in the chat.
This is Commissioner Rodriguez. It's good to get a representative from the mayor's office. I'm also very concerned that we have not had someone since I've been on. Commissioner Pollack has been on longer, and a little surprised that it's 2 years. And especially with all the funding that's coming in from different, especially with COVID relief, it behooves us to follow up on this. And please make this a priority to Mayor Romero. I represent Ward 1, Lane Santa Cruz, and District Ward. And so we would really like someone appointed as soon as you can.
Definitely. Thank you for that.
Sure. Thank you.
Since you are taking on the responsibility of being the liaison, could we have an update from you as to how the process is going?
I did not prepare any kind of progress notes for this meeting, and I apologize for that. And excuse me, Mr. Clark, what kind of progress?
Have you identified anyone who is qualified to sit on the commission? Have you asked them to?
Not yet.
I'm assuming that's a process. And
yes, there is a process, but I don't have any.
It would be helpful if you would keep in touch with the commission so that we know where we're at with the timeline. Are there any other comments or questions for our guest?
This is Commissioner Rodriguez. I stress again, please make this a priority for the commission. And I think also just in general, making sure that we are fiscally responsible. I trust you making this a priority and hopefully getting us a timeline. Two years is a long time.
I will work on that, and I can commit on coming back.
All right. Thank you.
Just another comment. The commission reviews a great number of fiscal items and other items. The mayor's office should have an input onto whatever reports we make. We've been lacking that.
Okay. Thank you for that.
I don't see your address in the chat yet.
Commissioner Pollack, I did see that, and I will forward you Genesis's email address.
Perfect. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Leah.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Clark. This is Commissioner Rodriguez. Could you send your email to all of us, to all our emails?
Of course. Of course,
great.
Commissioner.
Thank you.
I will.
Thank you. Item 9 is future agenda items. The first one on my notes are these staff update.
Getting more information about the ARPA, is that what you're wanting, Commissioner Clark?
Yeah.
I do have from last month that the commissioners might want some time just to be able to discuss amongst themselves all of the information received from the police department. I believe there were several different presentations that the commission received from various components of TPD. Is that still an item we would like on? I can put that on August's agenda.
Commissioner Rodriguez, I think you had the most questions when that topic came up. And do you have any comments on whether you'd like to keep looking at that and get some more information?
Thank you. I was going to speak up. I think my concerns are still there. I just given the nature of what's going in our communities as well as nationwide, I'm still very concerned about different issues. The issue of not needing to be a city resident to be a police officer, which concerns me. But among other things, I think the report that was given, I believe, by the lieutenant last time was good. I expressed my concerns. It would be good to find out where we're at on that. The police chief, Kazmar, did come to Ward 1. It was a very good event. I know at our neighborhood association, in Ward 1, one of the neighborhood associations, Menlo Park, we have police officer Linda Morales that makes a report on overall police report. Very, very important, and a lot of people really appreciate that. And it's just a more community police presence. which we all really value, as well as it being a very tough job, and honoring them for their work. So, yes, I would like to have some form of maybe every, at least once a year, twice a year, a police report on how things are going, given the issues and some of the current concerns in some of our neighborhoods.
I think the question that was before us, though, are there anyone among us who wishes to discuss among ourselves the reports we've already received to seek, perhaps seek other further reports?
Oh.
Chair Clark, this is Commissioner Andrews, and the answer from me is yes. And in our audit of the code enforcement group, we're finding that this there's a lot of selective enforcement of codes, and the presentation to us by the police department is that they are now selectively enforcing law and various calls. I think it would be a good topic to look at and maybe worth discussing amongst ourselves to see if it's something that we should take forward or simply be grateful for the information we've received to date and leave it at that.
Okay, commissioners, I will plan on, sorry, Commissioner Clark, I will plan on adding that to August's agenda. So for August, I believe we will have a quarterly update. I will try to get more, a representative from ESD regarding ARPA funding, and I will allot some time for the internal discussion on the police presentations.
Yeah, I would like to include in that what, whether or not we want to look into the commission, police commissioners plan to do more of traffic enforcement. Just reading the newspaper is kind of scary with the number of automobile accidents and pedestrian fatalities.
Are there any other items? Sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm sorry. I just figured I'd chime in. Kind of another topic, but related to this. Who can tell us why it is when we have these meetings, we get a review by business services only at the city? I know that you can't have everybody from the city coming and giving a recap every month, but business services is such a narrow, it's one department out of many. And it doesn't make sense to me that we get a review of from business services only and nobody else. It would be more beneficial to hear what changed at the city. So, for instance, when we got a new police chief, of course, we could all read it in the paper, but that has an impact. Now they're replacing the computer system at the city for permits, and it would be beneficial to know, you know, what's an update, as what's the timeline that we're on right now for implementation. And so there's these large projects going on. I don't know how you'd ever, you know, get it, somebody has that list. It's probably the city manager's office. You know, they know what the big hitter projects are and things. To me, it would be more, and where we're falling down on the job. You know, what departments are having issues, big issues with meeting their goals or their service delivery. And that would give us information on where to focus audits. But we don't get that kind of information. We're just hearing it, you know, in the paper or from each other or, you know, something, from neighbors or something. So it's so random how what we're hearing. I just figured I'd pitch that out because I have no idea how this agenda came about for the IAPC. And like I said, it's just about, you know, that staff update. I don't understand it. And I sometimes don't understand what it has to do with what we're doing. Sometimes it does. Like we're supposed to approve certain reports like the CAFR and things like that. But otherwise, I sometimes, you know, can hardly understand what they're talking about because of all the acronyms and things like that. But aside from that, I mean, I can look it up, you know, that part up. But I'm just questioning the benefit. And I'm looking for more beneficial information that would aid the commission. So that's
just this time.
Yeah, go ahead.
It seems to me that the commission investigates referrals from the mayor and council and the city manager, and if an individual commissioner requests. I think that's how we set our agendas. If there's anything that I suspect that there's probably a history of our reviewing the audit reports and the business activities. But it seems to me that we go forward on referrals from the mayor and council and the city manager and from individual commissioners who want to look into something. I think that's how we set our agendas.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All I'm suggesting is that, number one, we don't hear from the city manager's office. So we don't know what they're working on. And in the year and a half I've been on the commission, we've only had one request for an audit from any of the ward offices. And so it's an interesting thing. We should be looking at some goals and objectives and figuring out if departments are meeting those or if processes are meeting those, and then also considering those. But we don't have that information.
Well, so, yeah, with a full commission, we have 7 members, and we meet monthly unless there's subcommittees made. But I don't know that we, as a commission, are commissioned to just arbitrarily pick what we want unless one of the commissioners makes an application and the other commissioners agree.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. I think that we need to base more of it says in the bylaws that, you know, commissioners can bring up whatever topics they want, and I think that's wonderful. But what we don't have is we don't have data on what is going good for the city and what's not going good. We seem to stumble on some of it. And so I'm just pitching that out as food for thought as to what we could, how we could get more data driven on what we're looking at, whatever that data might be.
It seems to me that since we've had a number of absences from various of the ward offices or the mayor, perhaps our investigations are not taken terribly seriously. And I think if we get a full commission and have a lot of inputs into all of our audits, we might be taken seriously enough to get more requests from the normal sources.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Are there any other suggestions for future agenda items?
Chairperson Clark, members of the commission, I'll just, if I could, this is Aaron. I'll give Commissioner Pollack a little bit of insight on the question as to why business services, previously finance department, has kind of the stand-in staff update. The thought process is you, as a commission, you have access to the CFO or the director of finance / business services. And that's your opportunity to kind of question them if they don't bring an update that provides a lot of detail.
any big projects that are going on at the city kind of flow through business services, because it encompasses budget, finance, procurement. So no matter what is going on at the city, business services should have at least a general idea that they can provide you of, here's a big project that's going on. And then as a commission, you have the ability then to request those directors or their deputies to come in and give updates or progress reports on anything that might be of interest. But I think that's why they have the finance/business services as the stand-in item, because it should be able to give you not only the financial side, but then insight at a general level of what's going on at the city. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, I appreciate that that insight.
Commissioner Clark.
I'm sorry?
Commissioner Clark, this is Commissioner Rodriguez. I was just wondering, when they do give their report, is it possible to have progress reports, quarterly reports included? More of a we get to see those things documented. I'm not sure what the process has been before or what you recommend, Commissioner Clark, but I think in doing handling reports and budgets myself in the past, quarterly reports, annual reports, they're very helpful. And so I'm not sure if that might be a possibility or how you see it as a development for our process and understanding it better, more in detail, Commissioner Clark.
May I suggest, as a future agenda item, some time set aside also for the commission on its own to discuss how we want to proceed and what we might like to look into, and including Commissioner Rodriguez's suggestions. But it would be nice if we got the whole commission together to kind of make a determination of where we want to go, just among ourselves.
Yes, Commissioner Clark, members of the commission, I do believe that's part of what future agenda items is there for, is for the conversation of where the commission might want to go next. And I do think this process will be easier when we're able to come back in person, which I have been following up with clerk's office, and it sounds like they are working on guidelines to bring boards and commissions back in person.
So have we agreed to make that a future agenda item?
So you want a separate agenda item for the commission to discuss what they want to look at next? I mean, that kind of does fall under future agenda items itself, does it not?
Are you still there?
Commissioner Clark, can you hear me?
Yeah, I just lost everything for a minute, but I'm back out. Yes, I would like that as a future agenda item, if the commission agrees.
I agree. I think it's a great idea, Commissioner Pollack.
I will add that as a future agenda item. I will get that on August's agenda.
And again, I fully intend or hope to be available for the August, but I can't be sure I will be. I'm afraid, Commissioner Pollack, you may have to chair that.
Yeah, or we can carry it over to September, which we'll see, because we'd like to have everybody, as many commissioners as possible, joining in on that. So we'll just see where we're at in August.
And hopefully by August, we may have some additional commissioners. Can we ask that that be added to the September agenda?
August. It will be, oh, you want it for September? So the August will be August 3rd, and then September is September 7th. So you're wanting this item added to September to ensure your attendance, Commissioner Clark? Is that what I'm understanding?
Commissioner Pollack made a good point, and hopefully by September we might even have a new one or more additional commissioners to join us and have their input.
I will slot that for the September agenda.
I don't want to put too much emphasis on my lack of being there, but I think if we put it over for another month, we may have some more input.
There's a chance of that.
One hopes.
This is Commissioner Rodriguez. I think for the August meeting, can we still request if there's a mayor appointed commissioner by then?
Commissioner Rodriguez, members of the commission, I will plan on following up with Genesis prior to that meeting to see if there is not an appointment at that time. Maybe she will have an update on the process of finding an appointment.
And we could also check on Ward 2 if we would.
I will follow up with both Ward 2 and mayors to see if they have an update prior to the August meeting.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Leah. Are there any other comments or suggestions for future agenda from the commission? Not hearing any response, I believe it's time for an adjournment.
Thank you, commissioners. You all have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you for all your help, and thank you to everybody who attended. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you to all the staff. Appreciate it. So long.
Yeah, I
thank you
my
very much.
Thanks to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you, the rest of the commissioners.